Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, April 5th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with yesterday's media briefing from Tony Khan ahead of tonight's ROH Supercard of Honor pay-per-view. During the call, Khan refused to respond to CM Punk's derogatory comments about him and AEW that were made earlier this week on Ariel Helwani's MMA Hour. He did address the round of talent cuts made on Monday, including the reason for Dalton Castle's boys being released.
They didn't show up to work on more than one occasion, and it's not acceptable. And I think the whole locker room knew about it, and you can't do that. And that's it. And that's why I had to make a tough call.
Khan also singled out Anthony Henry, who was among the releases, and whom Khan indicated that he'd be interested in bringing back to the company once he recovers from his injuries and is cleared to wrestle. Among the other topics addressed was AEW's improved relationship with Stardom in the wake of the departure of Stardom founder Rossi Ogawa.
Well, it's a much better relationship now, I can tell you that. It's been a real pleasure working with the new Stardom management. I'm very grateful to our partners at Bushiroad. It's been 180 degrees what it had been like working with Stardom up to this point.
Nick Khan appeared yesterday on The Town with Matt Bologna. During the podcast interview, Khan publicly addressed Vince McMahon's departure from the company amidst allegations of sexual misconduct.
And the new allegations against Vince came out, if I remember, 4 or 5 days after the announcement of the deal. In retrospect, do you think if it had come out before, it would have killed the deal?
I don't know about killed, but it certainly wouldn't have helped the deal.
Right.
So those allegations are obviously horrific and serious, yeah. And we take them and interpret them the same way I think every other reasonable person or organization, you know, would take them. And you saw the quick resignation.
Did Netflix tell you to do that?
No, not in any way.
Is Vince involved in any way?
No, zero.
For real.
As a stockholder, as I'm a stockholder,
zero. It's hard for me to believe that guy just walks away.
Look, by the way, he chose to resign.
Yeah. Okay.
So there was no litigation, as you saw. Well, there was no threatened litigation.
Got a lot of money too.
Yeah, but
which,
by the way,
you know, he started this.
Agreed.
Took it over, and yes, he built it to what it is.
Now, with a look at last night's Ring of Honor and TNA Impact shows, here's the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
Last night's go-home episode of Ring of Honor was streamed on Honor Club, featuring matches taped Wednesday in Worcester, Massachusetts, last Saturday in London, Ontario, and March 27th in Quebec City. The main event was a non-title Proving Ground match that saw ROH World Tag Team Champions The Undisputed Kingdom go to a 10-minute time limit draw with the Infantry. As a result of the match, Sean Dean and Carly Bravo will now face Matt Taven and Mike Bennett with the titles on the line during tonight's Supercard of Honor show. In other results, Abaddon beat Nova, Lee Johnson beat Nick Comoroto, Shane Taylor Promotions defeated Julian Ward and Kaz Jordan, The Dark Order topped Frank Milano and Zach Patterson, and Nyla Rose beat Kat Von Hees. TNA Impact was broadcast last night on Axis TV, featuring matches taped March 22nd and 23rd at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. In the main event, in what was billed as the Generational Clash, Nick Nemeth defeated Alex Shelley. Santino Marella hosted a Rebellion contract signing between Steph Delander and Knockouts World Champion Jordan Grace, during which Delander put Grace through a table and took her championship belt. In an extreme rules match, Mustafa Ali defeated Rhino. After the match, Jake Something confronted Ali, taking out a security in the process. Also on the show, Alexander Hammerstone put a cameraman in the torture rack during a promo segment after challenging Josh Alexander to a third match at Rebellion. In other results, Ash by Elegance beat Zaya Brookside, Frankie Kazarian defeated Chris Bay, Crazy Steve defeated Laredo Kid by disqualification to retain the Digital Media Championship, and the Rascals beat the new FBI after interference from Myron Reed. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
Taking a look at some of the highlights from around the Delaware Valley area during a busy WrestleMania Thursday. Game Changer Wrestling and Josh Barnett presented Bloodsport 10 from the auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. Some of the notable results from the shoot-style wrestling event saw WWE's Shayna Baszler defeat Masha Slamovich via TKO, and Nick Nemeth defeated Mike Bailey with a rear naked choke. Barnett also stepped into the ring in the main event, defeating John Hennigan, a.k.a. Johnny Bloodsport, with a gut-wrench slam. NXT's Charlie Dempsey also made a surprise appearance, beating Matt Mikowski via submission with a double wrist lock. Seattle-based Defy Wrestling opened up Thursday's proceedings by running their Can't Deny It show from the auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. The show featured four title matches. Kenta retained the Defy World title against Gringo Loco. In a three-way, Defy Women's Champion Vert Vixen defeated Jasmine Allure and Trisha Dora. The Bollywood Boys turned back the challenge of Man Like Darice and Michael Oku to retain the Defy Tag Team title. And in an eight-man battle royal, Shaft survived to retain Defy's BMF title. Japanese women's company Stardom ran a five-match show titled American Dream in the Keystone State from the 2300 Arena. Championship matches saw Micah retain the Wonder of Stardom title by defeating Megan Bain, and Saki Kashima won the high-speed title in a three-way match against former champion Mae Sierra and Ram Kai Chow. The show also featured an appearance by Stardom alumnus Tony Storm. The DDT promotion also made its way over from Japan, running the auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. Selected results saw Mao retain the DDT Universal title by defeating Billy Starks, Konosuke Takeshita topped Shunma Katsumata, and Yuki Ueno defeated Speedball Mike Bailey. The annual WrestleCon Mark Hitchcock Memorial Show took place at the 2300 Arena. Selected results saw Rev Pro Undisputed British Heavyweight Champion Michael Oku defeat Titan. Rob Van Dam upended Speedball Mike Bailey. In a blast from the past, the FBI team of Little Guido and Tommy Rich reunited alongside Deanna Purrazzo to defeat the reassembled Los Boricuas faction of Miguel Perez Jr. and Savio Vega, who teamed with Natalia Perez. Tony Mameluke seconded the FBI, while Hurricane Castillo Jr. and Jose Estrada cornered the Boricuas. And in the main event of the show, actor Paul Walter Hauser defeated Sammy Callahan in a Philadelphia street fight after receiving an assist from the Sandman. Action Wrestling in Segunda Caída presented Dean, a tribute to Dean Rasmussen from the H2O Wrestling Center in Williamstown, New Jersey. Selected results saw Alex Kane defeat Colby Carino to retain the Action World title. Tank and Jaden Newman beat Manders and Filthy Tom Lawler, and Daniel Maccabi defeated Timothy Thatcher. And the first show of WrestleMania Friday also took place as GCW and JCW versus The World kicked off at midnight from the auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. Notable results saw Siri and JCW champion Masha Slamovich wrestle to a draw. Rina Yamashita teamed with Fuminori Abe and Takuya Nomura in a winning effort over Alec Price, Cole Radrick, and Manders, and Jordan Oliver defeated Egil Blanc. In more independent wrestling news, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert has been announced as the latest inductee into the Indie Wrestling Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony is being presented by Game Changer Wrestling and is set to take place Sunday at noon in Philadelphia and streamed on YouTube. Other previously announced inductees for this year include Mercedes Martinez, Sabu, Steve Corino, Trent Acid, Jay and Mark Briscoe, and Kevin Hogan. In ratings news, AEW Dynamite drew 752,000 viewers to TBS on Wednesday, up from last week's audience of 747,000, according to WrestleNomics. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.23, holding steady from last week. NXT drew an audience of 641,000 viewers to USA Network on Tuesday night, according to WrestleNomics. That's up 6.4% from last week's audience of 601,000. And is the highest number the show has done since March 5th. In the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, NXT notched a 0.20 rating, up from 0.17 last week. The estimated 226,000 viewers are the most in the demo since January 9th. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.